Jazz Butcher Conspiracy with Whadya, wrapping up that set of music. Played that one for Maria years ago. She actually introduced me to that song. I don't know if she's listening. Maybe she is. Maybe she's got a radio tuned to 88.3 or WRCT.org. But thanks to her, I can play that song because she's like, this is a great song, Moxter. You should be playing that. Pulled that off the Waiting for the Love Bus album. Speaking of love, how about the House of Love with I Don't Know Why I Love You? I don't know. I can actually tell you why I love you. I love you because you listen to my radio program. The high in there as well with Box Set Go and start off the entire set with the Rosemary's title track to their Providence album. You know what? We've got less than 10 minutes before the top of the hour, which means I, the Moxter, have, like, limited time to get you a couple more songs. So why don't I do that? Why don't I get you at least two more songs before we get to the top of the hour? We'll keep things a little slower. The Jazz Butcher Conspiracy kind of slowed things down a little bit, so I'm okay with that. Title track from Dave Schramm's Hammer and Nails album here on the Viva Lamach radio program.
Sunday the night came early again. And evening found him howling at the moon, sharing the darkness with his closest friend. Maybe they'll be asleep when the bottle ends. Can't find.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hey,
You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this show, we're going to hear from Josh White, a nice pre-war tune from that gentleman. Big Joe Turner on the piano will be joining us, as well as a fine piano player, Mose Vinson, out of Memphis, Tennessee. He'll be in the show as well. So stick around. Lots of good music coming your way. We're going to start off the program, though, this hour with Howlin' Wolf. Here he is from a disc called Live and Cookin' at Alice's. This is I Didn't Know from 1972. Howlin' Wolf here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. man won't do. Don't put this pain around what your friend won't do. I know what you do. Don't put it past what your friend don't do.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Well, I thought I'd slip that in, a little kind of rockabilly tune there from the Sun record label, which not only kind of pioneered rockabilly, but also recorded a lot of great blues as well. That's Warren Smith right there, and So Long I'm Gone. We also heard from Earl Hooker, a nice instrumental called Bertha, from his release called Smooth Slidin', there from Earl Hooker. All right, up next, let's hear from Guitar Shorty from an album called My Way or the Highway. It's a little something called Hot a Saucy, Short and Grand. Guitar Shorty here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Charlie Baker Brothers said, when I got that view, they took that view away from me. And that broke me down. When they took my mirror, they took my living away from me. Yes, sir.
Thank you. He shaked off when he run through the house. Yeah, my little dog named Rhythm. He shaked the whole joint when he run through the house. We'll be quiet in the mouth. Oh, I ain't gonna worry. Ain't gonna cry no more. No, I ain't gonna worry. And I ain't gonna cry.
Lovely tune there from Big Joe Turner. That was the Midnight Special, the title track to the 1978 release out through Original Jazz Classics Records. There, Big Joe Turner. Plus, we heard from Mose Vinson, the Piano Man from Memphis. That was My Mule from Mose Vinson. All right. Up next, we're going to hear from Lightnin' Hopkins, but first, I wanted to remind you that Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in the University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying and printing, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers, glossy papers, and resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options, including cutting, laminating, folding, paddling, staping, tape binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, and more, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them at 412-268-4828. Also, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, as promised, let's hear from Lightnin' Hopkins. Here he is with Once Was a Gambler. Lightnin' Hopkins on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yeah, you know I once was a gambler. But I lost my money wrong. Yeah, you know I once was a gambler. Boy,
water, but I lost my money wrong. That's the reason I don't have no sweet woman. Now I done lost my happy home. Down and we lose that no gold money. He sat around with his head hung down. When you lose that old doggo money, you'll sit around with your head hung down. You'll try to borrow you $50 to start all over again in another town. Too late, you done lose. Your friends don't pay no mind. Forgive me, I won't gamble no more. If you only will forgive me, baby, Lord have mercy. Poor Lightning won't gamble no more. Says I can't help you now. Sold out to the devil, and that's the way to go. And I couldn't help but cry. I cried like this. Said I didn't want you to gamble, Lightning. You know who I am. I'm your wife. She said I didn't want you to gamble, Lightning. You know who I am. I am your wife. She said, look at her brother, just like you lost your money. You had a good chance to lose your life. So go ahead on, Lightning.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
dun-dun girl. You made the boy love you. Now you don't want me hanging around your home. I made my mind and I got it dry. I got it dry. I got it dry.
Kid man on your kid, Lord, she done got so bad. bogus. Don't try to keep it hip. Shit, I'm got so buggy. Don't try to keep it hip. Now I got up this morning, blues all around my bed. I turned down my kibble, blues all in my bed. Turned back my kibble, blues all in my bed.
Music right there from Sleepy John Estes, along with his buddies Noah Lewis and Yank Rachel. That was My Black Gal Blues there from Sleepy John. Plus, we heard from Junior Kimbrough from his album called Do the Rump. That was Too Late Baby from Junior Kimbrough. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Josh White. This is from his early recordings back in 1933. Pre-war blues from Josh White. We'll also hear from Sonny Boy Williamson and Floyd McDaniel coming up to wrap up this hour. So here we are, Josh White on the Deep Blues Hour.
You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now lay some flowers on my grave. Oh, my father, he is dead, and the note he left, it said, you must lay some flowers on my grave. Now my father was a drunkard and a gambler too, and he left me kissing the lonesome blues. Now I hope my poor heart will change, 'cause I never want to die the same. You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, Lord, I wouldn't be a crying about this life I've led. Put a wreath of flowers at my back, then you'll know the poor boy's satisfied. Put a bouquet on my breast, then you know I'm gone to rest. You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now when you hear that church bell toll, or when you hear that church bell toll, now when you hear that old church bell tone, ah, you know that the poor boy's dead and gone.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
running from side to side, trying to get touch and my baby. Barnaby brought it by. Oh, sitting here waiting. But he called me up on the phone. She'd been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long. You know, I was so doggone disgusted, I couldn't even get out of my bed. Went to eat my breakfast the next morning, the blues started walking all over my bread. Oh, sitting here waiting for her to call me up on the phone. The little girl, she been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long. I wanted to know just where I am. It was so sad, so lonesome. So much wrong as it gone. She'd been gone 24 hours, but that's 23 hours too long.
Thank you. when it rained 5 days and the clouds turned dark as night. Yes, it rained 5 days and the clouds turned dark as night. My house is falling down and everything seems out of sight. Well, it's thunder and lightning and the wind began to blow, blowing thunder and lightning, and the wind began to blow. My house is falling down, poor Floyd ain't got nowhere to go. On a high old lonesome hill, yes, I went and stood on a high old lonesome hill. Look down at my house where me and my baby used to live. What a blues done told me, pack my things and go. Back what a blues done told me, yes, to pack my things and go. Cause my house fell down,
like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
The last 24 hours have been some of the craziest and most disturbing in many ways in the sort of news cycle that we've seen in weeks. And we're going to talk about the Sean Hannity text messages. We're going to talk about the Trump riot anniversary and Donald Trump canceling his press conference scheduled for tomorrow. But before we do any of that, I have what is one of the wildest interviews that I have seen, certainly in months. It is an interview that took place on MSNBC. Host Ari Melber interviewed Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro was Donald Trump's assistant. He was assistant to the president for a period of time. He was Trump's director of trade and manufacturing policy. He was the National Defense Production Act policy coordinator. And he is freely admitting that he was one of the planners of the attempted coup to steal an election that Donald Trump didn't win. I don't think we need really more introduction. I'm just going to get right into the material. Peter Navarro admits to the entire thing here. And it is, let's just get into the clips because there's just so much. This first clip is kind of the backstory. Why did Peter Navarro start developing with Trump this plan for a coup? Well, it was all based on false beliefs slash lies slash misunderstandings slash distortions. Let's start right there.
Sure. The backstory is while I was in the administration after the election, beginning on Thanksgiving, I produced what would be an exhaustive 3-volume report. I went over tens of thousands of pages of documents and proved that the election was in all likelihood stolen through fraud and election irregularities. That's the background. On January 6th,
that's
the Green Bay Sweep plan.
That's false. But the question for the start of the interview.
We'll
yes, it is fine.
About that.
But the question for the start of the interview is...
Now, Navarro says we'll disagree about whether the election really was or wasn't stolen. You have to put aside the disagreement to proceed, and Ari Melber ultimately does it. But everything is predicated on that. And so it's sort of the crucial point that entire premise was untrue. Let's continue.
I just want to make sure here that we're... kind of going by rules of the road. The question is, and you'll get time to talk.
You got
to
say that. And what I'm saying is that
I don't have to say anything, sir. I'm asking you the question is, what was the plan itself and who was in on it?
Right.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you that. The plan was simply this. We had over 100 congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill ready to implement the sweep. The sweep was simply that. We were going to challenge the results of the election in the 6 battleground states. They were Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada. And basically, these were the places where we believed that if the votes were sent back to those battleground states and looked at again, that there would be enough concern amongst the legislatures that most or all of those states would decertify the election.
Now, of course, that wasn't true. It didn't happen. There was no such evidence. But this is the same plan that was written up in the memo by Trump's lawyer. So it's all coherent. There's no doubt as to whether that was the plan. It was.
That would throw the election to the House of Representatives. And I would say to you here, Ari, that all of this, again, it was in...